Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Health Minister anticipates that the surgical hub for Letterkenny University Hospital will be delivered in 2 years. The solicitor, who has submitted civil lawsuits on behalf of a number of people impacted by the Creaslaw explosion, says there has been a vacuum of information to date. The man who died after getting into difficulty in the water in South Donegal over the weekend has been named locally as Jock MacDonald. And Donegal County Council is being urged to explore every possible option to acquire land for housing. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Mark Gallagher. First news this evening. The Health Minister anticipates that the surgical hub for Letterkenny University Hospital will be delivered in 2 years. Minister Jennifer Carroll McNeill visited the hospital today after announcing the development of a new two-theatre surgical hub beside the existing hospital, along with one for Sligo. Earlier this year, it was announced that Sligo University Hospital was being put forward as the preferred location for the surgical hub, which prompted over 170 Donegal doctors to write to the Minister raising their serious concerns over the proposal. She subsequently met with them on a number of occasions. Minister Carroll McNeill says hearing from those on the ground was beneficial in understanding the need for Donegal.
There was never a decision made, just to be very clear, and I said that when I was here in May, and I've said that all along. I appreciate that some of the narrative got hold that decisions have been made, but I had never made any decision until this weekend when I got a business case from the HSE recommending two hubs, and I made a decision on that basis. But I would say that my engagement in Sligo was very important, but my engagement here was exceptionally important. Being here on the 1st of May was very important. Listening and working with all of my Oireachtas colleagues and my ministerial colleagues, everybody here, I met them, we talked to each other, we listened to each other. I also had two very good meetings with the clinicians here, and I think all of those meetings were very, very important in not just understanding the need today, but understanding how surgery is developing and changing, understanding the demographic development of this region, the particular geographical pressures, and also seeing how impactful it is to deliver services locally, as we see in the Errigal hub just across the way. So I would say everything, every time you listen and engage and talk and listen, it makes an impact. This was the right decision, not because of a series of meetings, but because from a data perspective and from a planning for the future perspective, this was just the right decision. It's not anything political. This is the right thing for Donegal. This is the right thing for the North West. And I hope that we will see the benefit of these two surgical hubs delivering for people to get quicker surgeries, within a very short time.
Well, to enhance both surgical and cancer treatment services at the hospital, today's announcement also included 30 ambulatory day oncology chairs. 15 of them are new and 15 are replacements. Tony Canavan, Regional Executive Officer with the HSE West and North West, has welcomed this announcement.
It's a really, really important part of the cancer services here on the site. So it increases the capacity and it replaces some of the existing capacity as well. That's really important because we know to be able to give people oncology treatments locally, close to where they're living, is very, very important for people of Donegal. And there are other elements of our cancer services that we need to tackle as part of the development control plan for the site overall, and we'll take that into account.
Consultant breast surgeon at Letterkenny University Hospital, Dr. Michael Sugary, was one of the consultants who was central to the campaign for a surgical hub for Letterkenny. He says once operational, it will go a long way in increasing capacity at the hospital.
I mean, I've personally done 9 breast cancer operations in the last 2 weeks. 7 of those 9 could be done in a surgical hub. That releases our main operating theatre, which is in the main building, to allow for other operations to be done. So this will open up our main operate, because we do have a very significant capacity issue in our main operating theatres. And the addition of a surgical hub will open that up.
The solicitor, who has submitted civil lawsuits on behalf of a number of people impacted by the Creaslaw explosion, says there has been a vacuum of information to date. 10 people died in the tragedy on October the 7th, 2022. Damien Tansey is acting for several families, some who lost loved ones, some who suffered serious injuries, and a number of apartment owners who are seeking damages for fatal injuries, personal injuries or nervous shock. He says families need answers.
Undoubtedly. I mean, all the, There's a vacuum in terms of information. There's a vacuum in terms of explanation as to what caused this tragedy. This is one of the biggest single tragedies resulting in loss of life ever in the state. And it is entirely unacceptable and entirely unsatisfactory that that in terms of the performance of the state and its agencies, that they should preside over such a vacuum of information. That is entirely unsatisfactory. And information should be forthcoming. I mean, we get bits of information which is drip-fed to the media. This person has been investigated, or sorry, this person has been arrested, or the other person has been arrested and has been released. That's the entirety of the information that has been forthcoming in relation to this enormous tragedy. And, you know, it is high time that some explanations were forthcoming, or at the very minimum, that some indication is given as to how long the Garda investigation will take.
The Taoiseach says the EU-US trade deal offers stability and avoids a trade war. EU exports to America will be subject to 15% tariffs under an agreement struck between Donald Trump and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen yesterday. A number of Irish business groups say the agreement is not a great deal, while the French Prime Minister calls it a dark day for Europe. Taoiseach Micheál Martin was asked about the mixed reactions to the deal.
In fairness to the Commission and everybody else, nobody is welcoming tariffs with open arms. I think we've been consistent in saying that we don't agree with tariffs and that we prefer if there weren't tariffs, but we have to deal with realities.
Well, Midlands Northwest MEP Kieran Mullooly is of the view that there is no positive for Ireland in terms of this agreement. He says it raises serious questions over the future of the pharmaceutical sector, in particular in Ireland.
That is the bottom line in this situation. Many companies will say, OK, we can take somewhat of a hit. We'll try and take this cost on. Our margin will reduce a little bit. But at 15%, I don't believe there's any margin left from any of these companies.
And we are talking companies like Abbott, who have huge facilities in Donegal Town and in Sligo as well.
Absolutely. And it's the single biggest area, 60 billion I think involved in this overall. It's the single biggest area of concern for Irish industry, because at the end of the day, the sales price is the sales price. You know, companies, say for instance, if you're taking Kerrygold butter, which is in a different area, up to a pound of that butter could cost $9 in the States at the moment. It would be argued that Kerrygold could take a little bit of a hit on that. They could reduce their own costs in Kerry, they could perhaps take a hit. I don't believe that sort of flexibility is there in the pharmaceutical sector. I think 15% is just too high. And I think as a result, people like Abbott will be coming back and looking at key issues. And this is where I want to call on the Irish government to get involved in this situation. Our government, the IDA and Enterprise Ireland, have to be going into Abbott and those other 900 companies which are exporting to the US. And they've got to be saying to them today, how can we help you? Where are the areas we can help you with in terms of new markets, or whether it's in marketing, whether it's in promotion, and I think critically in the Northwest and more than the rest of the country, in their costs, their energy costs. Electricity prices are gone crazy.
Donald Trump says the US will get more involved in the distribution of aid in Gaza. He claims they will set up centres without fences. Israel's Defence Forces says 20 food aid packages were airdropped in northern and southern areas of Gaza during a pause in its military action in certain areas today. President Trump appeared to criticise the way the controversial US-backed Gaza Humanitarian Foundation distributed aid.
The United States will be helping with the food. You know, we have a lot of access to food. We got a lot of food ourselves. And we're going to bring it over there. We're also going to make sure that they don't have barriers stopping people. You know, you've seen the areas where they actually have food, and the people are screaming for the food, and they're 35, 40 yards away. And they won't let them because they have lines that are set up.
The man who died after getting into difficulty in the water in South Donegal over the weekend has been named locally as Jock MacDonald. He was the founder of a popular punk rock band and worked as a musician in London. Bundoran RNLI were tasked shortly before 5 p.m. on Saturday to reports of a casualty on the rocks at the diving board area of Bundoran Beach. Mr. MacDonald was removed from the scene to Sligo University Hospital, where he later passed away. Local journalist Connie Duffy says Jock was a renowned musician.
He involved themselves at the very sort of coalface of punk in London. He was one of the kind of one of the guys who started trends and nobody really knew where they came from. He was chaotic. It was one of those guys, when you met him, you never forgot him.
Over 15,000 children are on waiting lists for disability assessments for longer than the legal timeframe of 3 months. There's concern that figure could hit 25,000 by the end of this year. HSE data shows a quarter of children assessed in the first quarter of the year were found to not have a disability. Marion Quinn, CEO of the Childhood Development Initiative, explains one of the reasons behind the backlog in assessments.
Parents may not necessarily know what support their child needs, and they will get their child on every single waiting list in a bid to have somebody meet their child, assess their child and talk to them and give them some guidance.
Donegal County Council is being urged to explore every possible option to acquire land for housing. The issue was raised at a special housing meeting by Councillor Michael McMahon, who told officials that an overseas-based person is interested in selling land to the council but is seeking a meeting with senior staff to discuss the potential. Councillor McMahon says it's vital that this is followed up.
There is a person who is interested in selling land in Ballyshannon, and you know, we are still short of houses in Ballyshannon. I know the 48 as we speak is going ahead, and that's great, but there is a potential for to build more houses and develop more houses in Ballyshannon. And what I was doing there was to open the avenue for the council officials to have a conversation with this person to see exactly what can be done and see how the planning would work out, and in general to see would they be interested in buying more lands. I think it's an opportunity that it shouldn't be missed.
Important too that when looking at something like this, the potential for electricity, the potential for water, for sewage, that the to bring the utilities out to that area also has to form part of that conversation. But important those conversations take place now.
It would be important that it would take place as soon as possible, and they did the executive did give the go-ahead there that they will have a conversation, you know, and that's what we'd like to hear. It may not happen tomorrow, but it should be happening, that we have a general conversation with anybody that's shown any interest and for the general structure of more houses, because we certainly need more houses in Ballyshannon. Indeed, we need more houses all over the country.
Ordering your club gear is effortless with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, the Northwest's leading supplier for GAA clubs, at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Mark Gallagher.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We'll start with Gaelic Games. After the defeat to Kerry in the All-Ireland final, the Donegal team will be welcomed home in Donegal Town this evening. There'll be live music with Honor, Darren Boot and many others from 6:30, with the team scheduled to arrive at approximately 8:30. Speaking in the aftermath of yesterday's match, Donegal manager Jim McGuinness says there's a lot to reflect on in the coming weeks, but that the better team won the game.
I suppose no more than the Cork hurlers. There'll be a fairly heavy post-mortem after this one, you know, and we'll go away, we'll think about the game, we'll reflect on the game. You try to get as many things right as you can, and sometimes you just have to take your hat off and say the better team won, and we made too many mistakes to win the game, and just make peace with that. And I think over the coming weeks, those types of conversations will probably start.
Brendan Devaney's DL Debate will be live from the homecoming in Donegal Town this evening. He'll be broadcasting from Key West Restaurant at the Pier from 7 o'clock and speaking to a host of familiar faces to reflect on a fantastic season following the Donegal team. In soccer, Liverpool forward Luis Diaz is travelling to Germany ahead of completing a move to Bayern Munich. They've agreed a deal worth around €75 million, with the winger expected to sign a 4-year contract. It's understood Sunderland have agreed a fee to sign former Arsenal midfielder Granit Xhaka. The 32-year-old will reportedly sign a 3-year deal, leaving Bayer Leverkusen in Germany. The deal is believed to be worth £13 million plus add-ons. Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta says it's been a long journey to get a deal done for striker Victor Gyökeres. The club introduced the Swedish international to crowds in Singapore over the weekend, following his £64 million move from Sporting. Arteta admits there's still work to do to get their new forward fully integrated into the squad.
Well, I think having a single training session with the team since the last game with the Sporting when they became champions. So we will assess him tomorrow. He's done all the medicals, everything is looking good. But to get him up to speed with the right levels of fitness, I think is very important.
Elsewhere in transfer news, Newcastle United are in talks with Southampton over a loan move for goalkeeper Aaron Ramsdale. The Magpies have been searching for a keeper to challenge their number one, Nick Pope. In golf, Padraig Harrington says the significance of his senior open triumph at Sunningdale yesterday will only sink in as the years go by. The Dubliner took victory on 16 under par after a final round of 67. Harrington is now one of just five players to have won the Open and the Senior Open and believes it's an achievement to savour at this stage of his career.
As you said, as you get older, you realise, you know, a lot of things is the legacy and what you've done, and you want to win in a great golf course like Sunningdale. You want to do things that stand out, and having won a real Open, coming now winning the Senior Open, it does give some, I don't know, validation. It's certainly satisfying to do it, to extend your career that way.
In swimming, Olympic bronze medalist Mona McSherry hasn't made it to the women's 100 metre breaststroke final at the World Aquatics Championships. The Sligo native, who trains at Marlins Swim Club in Ballyshannon, recorded the fastest time in the heats this morning but finished 6th in her semi-final and 11th overall. In horse racing, it's day one of the Galway races with 7 races on the card at Ballybrit. The first has just gone to post. Donegal jockeys Dylan Brown McMonigal and Luke McAteer have 3 rides each there this evening. Elsewhere, Oshinar is in action over in Ayr, while Brandon Wilkie is on the saddle in Yarmouth. And finally, legendary trainer Edward O'Grady has passed away. A native of Tipperary, O'Grady trained over 1,700 winners during a career that lasted over 5 decades. That is all your sports news for today, but don't forget to tune in live at 7 o'clock for the DL debate, which is coming live from the homecoming in Donegal Town. Michaela.
Thanks, Mark. And returning to some news, people are being warned not to eat certain solid products after listeria was detected. 7 product lines made by McCormick Family Farms have been recalled by the Food Safety Authority. Keisha Conley has more.
The salad products in this latest recall are made by McCormick Family Farms and include mixed leaves and spinach, including bags of spinach branded for Tesco, Supervalue and Egan's. The Food Safety Watchdog is calling on shops to remove affected products from shelves and to put up notices in stores to inform customers. Professor Paul White from UCD's School of Veterinary Medicine says the bacteria can cause both mild and serious illness if consumed.
Listeria monocytogenes is the actual bacteria, and it can be transmitted to us through contaminated foods. It can very often manifest as a kind of a mild flu-like symptoms to much more severe and life-threatening symptoms, where it can actually enter the bloodstream and cause meningitis.
Last week, more than 200 product lines of ready meals made by Ballymaguire Foods and sold by a number of large supermarket chains were recalled after the same listeria bacteria was detected. Details of all the affected products are listed on the FSAI website.
Police are treating the theft of 2 wreaths from Strabane Cenotaph as a sectarian hate crime. The incident occurred sometime between 10 o'clock last night and 9:30 this morning. Anyone who noticed any suspicious activity in the area or who may have relevant camera footage, including dash cam, is being urged to contact police in Strabane. Meanwhile, investigations are continuing into an arson attack in Derry. A car was set on fire at around 5:10 this morning in the Bards Hill area of the city. The fire service worked to bring the blaze under control. Police are now appealing to anyone with information to come forward. The Bishop of Derry has announced a number of clerical changes. Bishop Donald McEwan has thanked those who have made themselves available for the changes, which are due to come into effect on Saturday, August the 30th. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
Reverend John McDevitt, Parish Priest of Steelstown and Administrator of Kilmore, is to be Parish Priest of Clonmany and in Kildaff. Reverend Sean O'Donnell, Curate of 3 Patrons, is to be Parish Priest of Melmount and Sion Mills. Reverend Declan McGeehan, Curate of Kappa, is to be Parish Priest of Steelstown and an Administrator of Kilmore. Reverend Malky Gallagher, a Curate of Melmount and in Sion Mills, is to be Curate of Kappa. Reverend Stephen Ward is a Curate of Long Tower and he's now to be a Curate of 3 Patrons. And Reverend Peter O'Kane is ceasing his diocesan role as training in evangelisation and adult faith formator and is becoming a lecturer in St Patrick's College in Maynooth. Reverend Michael Doherty, Parish Priest of Melmount and Sion Mills, is to retire. Reverend Charles Logue, the curate in Clonka, is also retiring. Reverend Kevin Doherty, the administrator of Clonmany and administrator of Kildaff, is returning to his ministry of the Archdiocese of Dublin. Bishop Donald McEwan has thanked the priests who made themselves available for these appointments.
Hundreds of people have attended a prayer service in County Clare for the mother and two teenagers shot dead in County Fermanagh. Vanessa White and her children, James and Sarah Rutledge, were killed last Wednesday at their home in Maguire's Bridge in a suspected triple murder attempted suicide. A man remains in hospital. 45-year-old Vanessa was originally from Bearfield in Clare. It's understood the funeral will be held there later this week. Over half of estate agents believe a lack of supply is the key factor in influencing house prices. Most predict the price of a home is to increase by an average of 5% over the next 12 months. The research by the Society of Chartered Surveyors Ireland found, however, 60% believe prices will level off soon. President of the SCSI, Gerard O'Toole, says an average couple trying to buy a new home will only be able to afford it in one area.
The affordability of an average couple, both working in the public sector, of a combined income of £107,000 seeking to purchase a standard new three-bedroom semi-detached home. They availed of the Help to Buy scheme and had a 10% deposit, and they could only afford to purchase a home in one area, being Cork, with shortfalls in Wicklow, Kildare, Meath and Galway.
Ishgairn is set to begin work shortly on a €3.4 million upgrade in St Johnston. A wastewater pumping station is to be constructed in the village. The utility says the current wastewater infrastructure there is inadequate. The works, it says, will support growth in the area and will also remove untreated discharges into the Johnston River and ensure compliance with national and EU wastewater regulations. A traffic management system will be in place for the duration of the works, which are expected to be completed by early 2027. For weather now, there will be some sunny spells this evening, but cloud will gradually increase and rain will spread. It will be a mild night with lowest temperatures of 13 to 16 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. The Health Minister anticipates that the surgical hub for Letterkenny University Hospital will be delivered in 2 years. Minister Jennifer Carroll McNeill visited the hospital today after announcing the development of a new two-theatre surgical hub beside the existing hospital, along with one for Sligo. The solicitor who has submitted civil lawsuits on behalf of a number of people impacted by the Crease Law explosion says there has been a vacuum of information to date. 10 people died in the tragedy on October the 7th, 2022. The Taoiseach says the EU-US trade deal offers stability and avoids a trade war. EU exports to America will be subject to 15% tariffs under an agreement struck between Donald Trump and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen yesterday. And the man who died after getting into difficulty in the water in South Donegal over the weekend has been named locally as Jock MacDonald. He was the founder of a popular punk rock band and worked as a musician in London. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to your podcast of Remain Evening News on our website highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, July the 28th. The death has occurred of Margaret McBride, née McLaughlin, Main Street, Milford, reposing at her home from 5:30 this evening and from 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Rosary at 9 o'clock both nights. Funeral Mass on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock in St Peter's Church, Milford. Burial afterwards in Milford Cemetery. Margaret's funeral mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time from 10 o'clock and on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Hugh Doherty, widow, Grantia Buncrana. Hugh's remains will be reposing at his late residence this evening from 6 o'clock. Funeral from his home on Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock, going to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 10 o'clock to 12 noon. Funeral can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has occurred of Bernard Brian Carr, Crockara Kilcar, reposing at Chauvelin's funeral home Sandfield until 8 o'clock tonight, with removal afterwards to his late residence. House strictly private at all times. Funeral Mass will take place on Wednesday at 12 noon in St Carthus Church, Kilcar, followed by private cremation in Lakeland's Crematorium, Cavan. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Irish Cancer Society, care of any family member or McShane Funeral Directors. The funeral mass can be viewed on mcn.live. The death has taken place of Louise McLaughlin, née O'Brien, Traumaty, Quigley's Point and formerly of Derry. Louise's remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 20 past 10 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in the Sacred Heart Church Muff, followed by interment in Derry City Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on mcn.live. And the death has taken place of Bernadette, Bernie Brogan, Nia Riley, Rachna Wheel, Rua, Tamney Fanid. Bernie's remains are reposing at her late residence. Removal from there at 22:11 tomorrow morning, arriving at St Columba's Church Mass Mount for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by a private cremation. Family flowers only please, donations in lieu if desired to the Oncology Department at Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or McAteer Funeral Directors. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live on the McAteer Funeral Directors Facebook page. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to HighlandRadio.com.